Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fighter did fail.
We're back at 17 till, and you know, when folks get on the show, they just can't wait to get on the air. Scott Burnett, one of those guys. Scott, you recognize the music, didn't you, Scott?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Scott, folks, is a new friend to you. He's my next guest slash victim, but he's already become an old friend of mine. Scott picked me up at the airport yesterday and showed me around, and just he and all the folks around here just loved me up. And Scott, I really appreciate it. Yesterday was a really cool day.
It was a cool day. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that. You too. I feel the same way. And thanks for dinner last night. We had a great time with Dennis and Rebecca and Carol and Kim and Brian.
You got it.
And Scott.
That's right.
And Zach was the waiter.
Right.
I'm trying to make sure I keep myself convinced that I'm not getting Alzheimer's here. So, okay. Tell us a little bit about your company, about Burnett Incorporated.
I have a window and siding company, and started it in 1979. So I've been going at it about almost 27 years.
Family business?
Family business. Actually, my father and I started an insulation company back in 79.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to be with the Lord in 1980. So I pressed on with that, and my mother's always been involved in the business, and she still is at 76. I have an older sister in the business. My older brother I brought into the business, and now I gave him the insulation company about 5 years ago.
Right.
And I have a cousin. My daughters have worked in the business, and it's very family oriented. We feel like all of our employees are part of our family also.
Now, you sell siding and replacement windows, gutters?
Correct.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's a commodity. Replacement windows and siding is a commodity business if there ever was one. It's become that now.
Right, it has.
But you don't fight the commodity game, do you?
No, not at all.
How do you avoid that?
We avoid it by, first off, we carry the highest quality products on the market, the most efficient windows. We actually have a solid core siding it's a vinyl siding that looks like wood.
And I saw some of it yesterday. It's really impressive.
It has actually an energy guarantee with it.
Hmm.
Our products are Energy Star rated, and they also, this coming year, you can get tax rebates on them.
Really?
The tax credits, yes. So that's one way.
2006?
2006 and 2007.
Wow.
And so I would encourage any of your listeners to look into that if they're thinking about any type of insulation, attic wall insulation, new windows. There's several things they can get.
And it's a credit, not just a deduction.
It's a credit, yes, sir.
Pretty cool. Well, the thing about it is, you know, the replacement window business started out as not being a commodity type of business.
Right.
But now you see them. You see replacement windows advertised for $150 installed.
Right.
And that's not the kind of window you sell.
No, it's not, and not the kind of installation we
right.
That we give. It we always treat every homeowner, their home, like it were our home.
Mm-hmm.
So not only offering the very best quality products, but really taking care, taking the time to do a job right, having expert craftsmen out there, and people that you would want to have in your home that you don't feel uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. But it takes a lot of courage to build a company like that because there's so much competitive pressure. You know, we're just talking to Chip Mead about being in the paint business, going up against the big guys.
Right.
And, you know, you're not going up against the big guys so much as you're going up against the people who operate out of the back of a truck.
Right.
And that's their you know, they're not planted in the ground like you are. And I mean, look, those people have a right to be where they are. You know, it's a free marketplace. But the thing is, though, is that a company like yours, who's offering good stuff, who's offering quality, and who's going to charge for that, you have to realize everybody is not my prospect.
That's true.
You have to get comfortable with that in your own skin, don't you?
Yes, have to be very comfortable with that. Really, our prospects are those that value their home as their greatest asset, and when they want to have and make a home improvement, they want it done right. They want somebody that will stand behind the work if there mm-hmm. ever a problem a year down the road, 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we're not much into the rental type business,
right,
or somebody that wants something done quick or cheap. In fact, if they call our company asking for something either quick or cheap,
right,
we have companies we refer to.
We refer them to who are in that business. And that's
correct.
That's their business model. That's not your business model.
That's right.
That's important for a small business to figure out, isn't it?
It is. It's wise to figure that up early. What do you want your niche in the marketplace mm-hmm. to be, and who are your prospective customers, and then focus all your efforts in that direction.
Well, and you got to know how to charge.
That's true.
Because you can't do your business model without charging the right amount of getting the right amount of margin. We're talking to Chip Meade in the paint business. You know, you can't be the cheapest guy on the block and deliver the kind of quality that you've got, but you got to make sure that you attract and you try to attract the people who that's important to.
Well, you do that through your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You look at who you want to market to, and again, focus your marketing, your advertising to those type of people, and you've got to just forget about being the low guy. I don't mm-hmm. want to ever be the low guy.
Right.
If I find out we've been the lowest bid out of five bids, I'll ask my sales guys, I think you guys made a mistake.
What's wrong here?
let's look over this bid again here.
Give us your website.
My website is burnettinc@aol.com.
No, that's the email. burnettinc.com is the website?
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
And that's how you find these guys. And you're just in Tulsa, though, right?
Just in Tulsa, serving the metro area.
Right. All right. When we come back after these messages, this guy, Scott Burnett, is very well connected in the chairman now of Small Business Council. Outgoing, I think, soon. But I saw how these people regard him around here. And he's got chamber running in his veins, just like I did. We're going to talk to him when he comes back. He's going to talk to us about how big it is him part of the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. We'll do that right after the right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from 7th Annual Tulsa Metro Chamber's Business and Technology Showcase here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I really appreciate all the folks here in the Tulsa Chamber inviting me over to spend some time with them. It's been a blast, and I've still got a lot more fun to go the rest of the day, and we're going to have some fun. And one of the guys who's helped me have fun today is my friend Scott Burnett. And Scott is the president and the owner of Burnett Windows and Siding and Gutters and everything else. Burnett Incorporated does all those things. You got, what'd you say, how many employees altogether?
35.
13? You got 13 crews out there?
Right.
And a handful of salespeople. You got lots of different folks. What is it do you think has been the key to your success with those employees?
Well, treating your employees just like you'd want to be treated. Always put yourself in their shoes. And I think probably the key is the way I hire. I always hire of like core values.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all on the same page. And it's easy to make decisions. I can empower them to make decisions.
Right.
Because I know where they're coming from.
How do you
from.
Interview for that?
Very carefully.
Yeah. That's not really on an application typically.
No, it... We like referral.
Yeah.
You
know a little bit about them before you meet them the first time?
Right. I always go to the chamber first and kind of pass the word out.
Really?
What and who I'm looking for.
Good.
I just hired my new office manager from a chamber event that we were talking at.
Right. Well, good. Give us your business philosophy.
Well, business philosophy really is to do what's right. In fact, I brought a little book to give you today. It's a book of the Proverbs.
Thank you.
And that's really what I use to base my business on. It's just chock full of wisdom, just like your book. And just for instance, I'll just share a quick proverb here, and one that I've kind of based my company on. It says, a sterling reputation is better than striking it rich. A gracious spirit is better than money in the bank. And another translation says, if you must choose a good name rather than great riches, mm-hmm. for to be held in loving esteem is better than silver and gold. So really your reputation is what it comes down to.
Right.
And do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you treat people fairly? And do you do the right thing?
Well, exactly. And do you, as Aristotle said, do you appear to be what are you really what you appear to be?
Right.
And that's important. Well, that's a great business philosophy, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons why you've been successful as a business owner, and as a family business owner, and also as an employer, as a manager of employees. I know your employees are proud of that attitude. Talk to us about your affiliation with the chamber as a chamber member.
Well, the chamber in any city is you're going to get out of it what you put into it, just like any organization,
mm-hmm.
and. Sad to say, most members of chambers, Tulsa and across the country, really don't get involved in their chambers.
They're sitting around waiting to see what the chamber is going to do for them.
Right.
They don't realize that the chamber is them.
That's right. They are the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So I was invited, actually, by Linda Wingo, a good friend of mine, to get involved and to help on a committee, and then to ended up chairing that committee.
The Small Business Council?
Well, this was actually our Breakfast Network committee
mm-hmm.
that we have every month. And saw the opportunity, saw there was need for help. I actually got a good idea of what the chamber was doing for businesses
mm-hmm.
and how they are really blessing us, and they're out there fighting for us every day.
On many levels.
Many levels.
On the political level, in the marketplace, on the PR level, so many different levels.
So many different levels.
Chamber is so important to small businesses, isn't it?
It's very important. Plus what they do for just the community at large.
Community.
I just joined up with a school. They have a Partners in Education
right.
where you can
My
actually
chamber has
partnership
that.
With
mm-hmm.
a school,
right.
and which we partnered with a high school. So now we're able to offer that school resources that they otherwise wouldn't be able to have. So
right.
many-faceted chamber here in Tulsa.
Scott, I've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to tell small business owners across the world?
Well, small business owners, it's a tough job. And the only way I know to do it is, for me, is to trust God and to look to Him for wisdom, for direction. And then, again, just doing what's right with people and treating them fairly, laying your head on your pillow at night knowing that you're treated everyone well, and you've done a job well.
That's well said. Well said, Scott. Thank you for the hospitality this today and yesterday and all the rest of today, and I'm looking forward to our friendship.
Me too. You're a good guy.
Thanks. Scott Burnett, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back on the show another day. I'm in Tulsa the rest of the day. I'll be back to regular tomorrow. Notice I didn't say normal, but we're in Tulsa having a great time. Thank you to Tulsa Chamber for having me over here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.